you were singing, It's Your Breath, you know, like, yeah, okay. God put a picture in my head of a dragon breathing fire. And you know, I have a really active imagination, okay? And I'm like, okay, God, a dragon breathing fire, not sure what this one's about. So I sit there and I'm thinking, maybe it's just a dragon breathing down on people, maybe, I don't know. I'm going to Google it, because Google's my friend.
sermon?
I know. Right, okay. Anybody wants to Google if they've got it, a device, have a look at dragon's breath chili. Now, I don't know anything about chili, but this chili apparently is the hottest chili in the world. If you look at it and look at a picture of it, it's really small. And it was just what you were saying about those little things having an impact when we're praying. You know, if you think about it, if you've ever eaten chili, whoo, does that have an impact? Can you imagine if you ate that dragon's breath chili? And how small it is. So I think God really does want to say, you know, when you pray, it has that kind of impact. It only has to be something little, but it has that kind of impact. And just as you've been talking, I've been thinking, yeah, no, this is what it is.
Rob, can you just come and bring that word? We've been looking at, on a Monday evening for the last 7 weeks, we've had a great time. There's been about 18, 20 of us looking at the whole area of healing and prayer ministry, and it's been so, so good. I've really enjoyed it. And this week just gone, we were talking about this whole area of words of knowledge, which is where we ask God for a word, and he gives us a word, and we share it, and it can unlock all sorts of different things. It can bless and encourage and help. And we just prayed that if we had a word of knowledge for this morning, it might bless. So Rob shared something with me at the start of the service. I just want to mention that briefly. And then,
okay. This is a word, and it's for Mary. Do you mind? Come down here, and then it'll be... But saying that it's for Mary, if as I share this, if you want it as well, you can have it as well, okay? Because God's like that. He's got no favourites, okay? So what I saw was, I saw you wearing a paper crown. It was really quite a nice golden card, you know, it's the sort of one you'd make with the children, maybe, and stick on jewels all around it. But it looked really nice. But then I saw God come along, and he took it off your head, just put it down, and then he got out this really, like, the Queen's crown, you know, like a really superb one, and he just put it on your head. And it was like, he was saying, it's like a new identity, it's like a new anointing, it's all about... anointing, confidence, authority, and it's like an increase. And I feel you're going to find your sphere of influence and anointing, whatever, you know, to influence is going to be drastically increased and changed.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
It's interesting how Rob didn't know what I was going to talk about today. And then he shared that word with me at the beginning of the service. See, I think that's a word, not just for Mary. I think that's a word for us all. Because we're talking about what it means to be trusted rulers. You know, we are a royal priesthood. Royal priesthood. Was it Billy Bray? What did he say? I'm the... son of a king. Yeah, we always walk in humility and we always walk in service. Those are the two other parts of that quote that I read. We've got to understand the authority that is ours. And it's authority that Christ secured for us in the grave. in his ascension. His being seated in the heavenly places. Where? Far above. And where are those demonic forces and powers? They are below. They're a footstool. And where are we seated? With him in heavenly places. Does that kind of make sense to me? I don't fully grasp it. I don't fully get it. I know I don't fully walk in the reality of it. But when we do, we start taking those paper crowns off and we start putting those proper job crowns on. And when the church, not just us, the church gets this, doesn't that fill you with a sense of excitement? But we are the church. And it can start with us. Every single one of us in this room, every single one, from the oldest, I know it's Jack or Pam, I'm not going to ask which one. Jack, stop it. Pam, you can give him a poke. Yeah. From the oldest. And I know that Linda and the team in Powerhouse, thank you, and Jem and the team with our youth and young people, they are teaching this to our children. Because we want them to walk in that, don't we? From Toby, right the way through. I hope I'm making sense. I hope, because I just think there's something in this. But it's just, I think it's just born out of this prayer and intercession. Okay? We're trying to model it as a team. We're trying to model it in our team life together and we're trying to model it as our church life together. So, you know, we have these evenings where we just come together. We have a pasty together, which is lovely because we're, you know, building family. And then we just worship and we pray and we intercede. I've had a couple of these Saturday nights when we've done it. And these are special times. God is speaking and God is doing something. It's what we do on Trelander. You know, some nights there's 7 or 8 of us up there. It doesn't matter. But we're praying and interceding in the midst of that place. And it's those words going out. So I want us to do that today. Is that okay? For the rest of our time, the children will probably come back in and join us. That's absolutely fine. But we're going to stand and we're going to spend a bit of time in worship. And we're just going to leave a little bit of space to actually pray. Actually, what I might do, if you're feeling brave enough, come down if you want to pray. Just come and speak, pray from here so we can make sure that we're here. You can shout it out from where you are if you want. But if you want to come and pray and intercede in the context of worship, then we'll do that. And then also, it might be quite nice if we feel led to just pray for one another. Liz, can we pray for you? Is that all right? Pray that this leg heals quick. Okay, it'd be good. Pete, can we pray for you? Is that okay? So during the context of our worship, during that time, does anybody else want somebody to pray for them? Lynn, do you want someone to pray? And just if we could, during our worship, just go over and lay hands and pray. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And we pray for David. And what we'll pray is great success on this step that you're taking, David, that there would be real success as you pioneer this new project up in Yeovil. And thank you for what you've prayed and sown into us. You've been a blessing. So let's stand together, Danny.